Track 8 and letters to the editor. We are reading three letters this week. The first one is from Peter Farnsworth in Newton Abbot. What a disgraceful indictment of our Teignbridge councillors has been revealed by Grant Thornton. How can any of us have respect for these people who appear to think that they are above conducting themselves in anything like a reasonable manner just because they have been elected? It is no wonder that society is breaking down and that there is no respect for authority. All of us are responsible for electing these people. Next time, perhaps we could have a resume of their behaviour in the council meetings and for us to think about the character of the person we are voting for.
And from Erwin Jackson from Bishop Stainton, bring back cottage hospitals. How long is it going to be before those in charge come to realise that small cottage hospitals such as Teignmouth's with 32 beds should be reopened for patients who cannot manage on their own after having surgery? A friend with sight problems is due to have hip surgery soon and she's applied for a short stay in many nursing homes but with no luck. All are fully booked with long waiting lists and she is in quite a state with worry. Please can someone do something sensible for a change? Listen to public opinion and get it all sorted.
And from Mike Baldwin, Thorverton, to net zero or not to net zero. Martin Heath, Advertiser, February 27th, suggests we may be shocked at his views on the UK's commitment to net zero. I wasn't shocked, just saddened. Martin appears confused that what he describes as country net zero allows us to buy fossil fuels from elsewhere, but not our own reserves. He appears to think that we, the British people, own these reserves rather than the likes of BP and Shell, who sell on the global spot market at the highest price they can get. His suggestion that we are getting poorer by not burning our own resources first is plain nonsense. He states that the government's net zero policies are condemning us to one of the highest electricity prices in the world. But any Google search would show him that high electricity prices are primarily due to soaring wholesale gas prices sold on the global market. The quicker we can transition to clean, cheap energy from renewables, the better it will be both economically and environmentally. He concedes that we need global net zero, but not country net zero, but fails to accept that leadership is immensely important. We should be proud that in 2019, Britain was the first country in the world to pass a law committing us to net zero emissions by 2050. The UK's approach has influenced climate legislation around the world. Nearly 60 countries now have their own climate legislation. Following the lead of the UK's creation of the Climate Change Committee, there are now 25 independent advisory climate councils working to support national governments on delivering their climate commitments. We desperately need country net zero as well as global net zero. We need it not just for ourselves, but more importantly, for our children and grandchildren.